right, it is 9:43 p.m. on Wednesday, November 13th, 2019. And this is Basketball This Week Done Quickly. Oh, well, kind of a slow week for news, but good week for games. A lot of the games have been really good. Had a really good couple of Raptors LA games versus various LA teams. Had a couple fun Rocket games. Lakers Phoenix was really fun. A lot of good games. But not a lot of news. But there's still stuff to talk about, so we'll do it. First, Ja Morant. he's making a, you know, it's easy with Zion not there, but he's definitely making a splash on the scene. And he'll at least be in the story for Rookie of the Year. But the funny thing about Rookie of the Year is it's probably one of the more actual stat-based awards in the league. It's very rare that a player wins it who isn't also like, this is just rookies, just that rookie statistical per leader. It like happens almost every time. So I don't know if Morant is going to win if Zion comes back and starts doing his Zion thing. He might, but yeah, probably not too likely. But it could happen, and it's been a fun roller coaster this week. He had a great game today, shot something like 60% and had 20 points. It was amazing. Yeah, he's for real. Not that, like, that's a surprise to you if you've been listening to me, because I've been telling you this whole time that Ja Morant is for real. So yeah, I hope you paid attention. So there's an interesting story out about to transition with no transition at all, just to start talking about something else. Chris Paul is in the news. he says he feels like the Rockets stabbed him in the back. You know what? That's true. They did. He could have gone to another team. When he exited the Clippers, he could have waited. He could have taken a lot of money from the Clippers and been very rich and stayed in LA, or forced LA to be the ones to trade him. Could have done that. He could have picked another team to be traded to. There were other teams that were looking for Chris Paul, and he chose the Rockets. So, yeah, I get where he's coming from. You know, I'm not the biggest Chris Paul fan, but I understand where he's coming from. He feels bad, and like, it makes sense to me. But, you know, at least for now, it seems OKC is a lot of fun. So hopefully he's enjoying himself back with his friend Gallo. But yeah, I get how this is probably not how he wanted to see the twilight of his career, was, you know, hanging out on a team that, you know, its future may not have the brightest future. I think if they, like I said in my preview, I think if they can keep the team together, if they don't decide to buy somebody out or do some sort of trade, I think it's a team that is actually a playoff team, but maybe not the contender that Chris Paul was helping for. Oh, Russ is on my mind after the game I just saw earlier today. 4 fouls in the first quarter. That's rough. That'll take you out of the game for sure. I'm not surprised you shot 6 for 20 after that. That'll ruin your night. 4 fouls in the first quarter. Ugh, I can't even believe it. It happened. And I guess the other news is the Knicks are the Knicks. It's not really news when I do stuff like this, but apparently they're trying to fire Tisdale already. I don't know why. None of this is his fault. Everybody knew the Knicks were going to be a team that we're going to have trouble breaking double-digit wins this year. I mean, that's just... it's just... this is not a very good roster and not a very good team. I don't know why they decided to sign five power forwards. The Knicks team looks a lot like like in the fantasy league I'm in. One of the people who auto drafted his robot drafted him six power forwards. Kind of looks like the Knicks right now. But, you know, I totally think that Julius Randle is one of the guys on his team. I think it's a perfect analogy, pretty much. Oh, those fantasy robots, man, they'll do you good, but they can do you really wrong, too. Like, here's a tip that I don't think a lot of people get. Edit your fantasy, your buys, edit your stuff, because if you don't, like, your fantasy bot will do some, it'll do you dirty, for sure. Some people definitely did it in our league, and they're very bad now. So, yeah, I think that's it. I mean, like, Fizdale, he says he's not going to get fired, but he's probably going to get fired. So, I don't know what that means for the Knicks, but it's the Knicks. It's hard to summon the energy to care right now. Maybe in the offseason when they steal Anthony Davis, I can care, but I don't care right now. Yeah, so that's it for the week as far as the news. Team of the week, I'm going to give it to the Raptors. Had two really good games. Had some other fun, exciting matchups. They lost one against the Clippers, but it was still a pretty amazing game. Everything is rolling for that team right now. Siakam looks really good. Like, they're not missing Kawhi, because Siakam has taken another level. Like, obviously they wish they had Kawhi, but Siakam has been so good that at least right now they're able to kind of hide the fact he's not there. And of course they can hide the fact that Lowry's not there. If you look at Lowry's stats, like, Lowry's a really good player, but he doesn't like contribute anything statistically. He's just there for defense. And in the regular season, like, that's not that important. So yeah, of course they can hide it right now in the regular season. If it was the playoffs and Lowry being gone would be a huge deal, but for right now it's not. So yeah. But yeah, so all that said, the Raptors are their team of the week. The embarrassment of the week, I think it's going to go to the Trailblazers. This is a tough one because it could easily go to the Knicks. It could go to the Knicks every game the rest of the season, every week the rest of the season. It could go to the Warriors pretty much any week. But the Trailblazers are just playing with, like, such a lack of joy and motivation. Everyone's visibly upset. It's really hard to watch. I feel really bad for them. Like, you could tell that the group of players they had last year, who all kind of, like, loved each other and had their back, like, they're all gone, and you can just tell it's kind of wearing on Dame and wearing on CJ, and it's sad to see. But, you know, this isn't the first time that the Trailblazers have started a season out slow and still ended up in the playoffs, so I'm not exactly giving up on them yet. But, yeah, for right now, they are the embarrassment of the week. That's it for basketball, non-basketball. Okay, this week, toilets. That's what I'm going to talk about. What's the deal with toilets? You ever notice, like, part of being an apartment dweller is that you can't just, like, change your toilet out when it's being annoying. Like, toilets are cheap enough that, if I was a homeowner, I would probably just buy a new toilet every 3 or 4 years. Like, come on, they're $50, $60. Yeah, I'd just buy a new one. Now, of course, you can get the Japanese toilets that are like $5,000. But those ones, like, self-clean and they do all this stuff. They justify existing in your home for like 20 years. Like, but a regular toilet, it's like $50. Just if it gets, like, gross, replace it. But in an apartment, you can't necessarily do that. So I have a toilet that, like, the chain is out, and I guess I could call maintenance, but that would mean maintenance coming into my apartment, and I don't want that to happen. So I'm just repairing it as well as I can with my lack of plumbing skills. I've gotten pretty good at it, though. At this point, I can kind of manage a toilet. I can kind of fix it. At least everything that goes on in the bowl. Anything that goes on below the bowl, you know, it's fair game. I'm wondering if I could just buy a new toilet and like sneak my old toilet out. I've definitely bought new toilet seats. I've lived in this place for 6 years. I buy a new toilet seat every couple of years. So I don't even know if it's that. Maybe about once a year I buy a new toilet seat. So, cause they're cheap too. They're like $13, $14. Like, it's a total quality of life improvement. So you might as well do it. There's no harm in it. It's only positive. So yeah. Oh, this podcast is dumb. Anyway, that's it for this week. I will talk to you next week. Have a good week. Goodbye.